Okay, there we go.
Hello, sorry, yeah. When I get to my blog page,
The blog page or the blog?
no, well, the blog, yeah, whatever. I'm on
Okay.
the page that says Gary's blog.
Okay.
How do I get at to the things that have been put up there to change them, like the different articles or whatever has been put up?
Okay. Yeah. So that there's when you go to the menu, if you want to go online with me right now.
Yeah, I'm there now. Do you want me to
Yeah.
click
So
so you can see
if
it
you
again?
go, no,
Oh,
that's
I'm not
okay.
on
That's
Skype yet.
okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So when you actually that is a special kind of page. Okay.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
what this page actually does is it shows in chronological order all of the posts
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, where to find
that's
them.
right. Okay, so if you want to change what shows up on that page, you have to go and edit the posts. So if you log in as a WordPress
Oh, I see
administrator,
where
and
it says posts. Got
that's
it.
right. Okay,
Okay,
so
I was
those,
looking for something on the same page. Yeah, okay, they're here. Yeah.
yeah. So when you go to a
Yeah.
post, when you actually that page called Gary's blog, it just shows a snapshot or an excerpt of the last five latest posts, for example.
Right.
Okay, so it's a page that's automatically generated. It's not a page you can edit. You can't edit
Okay.
the content on the Gary's blog page, because
Okay.
it's just showing the five most recent excerpts of posts. But
Okay, I gotcha.
what you can do is, if you, let's say for example, the first post is Chunk Your Way to Success, for example.
Yeah.
Okay, so actually go and click on that link or the guy that you've got looking there. So go click on Chunk Your Way to Success, and it'll open
From
up the individual posts.
the main site or from the where I'm working, the editing pages and like,
Oh, either one.
I'm
Either
on
one.
that page now with the young boy at the front
Okay, so are you at
with
the
his
page
picture
or?
there. Yeah,
Yeah.
Chunk Your Way to Success. I have that.
Yeah. Okay, so this is an individual post. It's the whole post, right?
That's
It's a
correct.
yeah. So you can
Well,
edit it. You can edit it just by using the toolbar at the top where it says Edit Post. Just the same
this
way
one
as
it
you
says
edit a.
edit page.
Okay,
Because I'm
then you're
on the
not
blog
on.
page.
You're
I'm
not
not
on
on
the.
the post itself.
That's correct. That's correct. So click on the
Okay.
guy. Click on him. Click on the guy, the little
Okay.
kid, or the
Yeah.
title.
Oh, now I've got that blog out. I see it. It's on there now.
Okay. So now you can edit this individual
Okay.
post.
Same as any other one.
Same as any other one. Okay.
Got it.
So a post and a page are technically they're the same thing. The
Right.
difference is that a page is used, and it's generally a static piece of content that is not related to a specific date.
Right.
It's dateless, right? A
Yes.
post looks exactly the same as a page. However, it has a unique sort of date to it of when it was posted. And it's
Okay.
generally something that a blog is just a chronological listing or a web log of all of the posts that you made, and it's organized by date, by
Okay,
number.
that makes sense. Yeah, I get that.
Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
was
when you
just
go
looking in
to,
the wrong place.
that's right. Okay. So when you're at Gary's blog, the last one was Chunk Your Way to Success. And then the previous one was Now is the Time. And then the other one was Cleanup. So those are all individual posts, and they're just ordered
Right,
by
right.
date.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I got it now.
Okay.
It works.
Okay, good.
That works fine. Yeah, I came
Perfect.
to the right guy, see?
Yeah. So what else do you want to know?
At the moment, not much. That's the main
That
thing.
was it? That was
Well,
it?
you've done so much for me today.
Okay, well,
How
there's
can
still
I
more there.
complain about that, you know?
Yeah. No complaints allowed.
No. No, that's actually been a very big help.
Good, good.
Which
So
I appreciate.
are you gonna start doing newsletters more and that kind of thing as well? Start
Okay, yeah,
posting more?
what I'm still, unfortunately, I'm in this situation, as I told you, my wife starts treatments this week. But
Okay.
yeah, I really think I need to narrow down to primarily the parenting. But
Okay.
I have such a heart for this pressing your own buttons, getting it into people's hands, because I've had people use it and then write me back and say, wow, I can't believe how that's impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't always work like that by any means, but for the right person, it really is a program they can do all by themselves. Even when I'm working it with clients in a counseling program, I can get done within 8 to 10 sessions nearly always, with one current exception. Because a lot of the work, the homework part, they do on their own, and it covers so much they'd be spending $125 an hour to do.
Yeah.
So it's very cost effective from many people's point of view, and of course there are those who can absolutely do it themselves. But I want to make it available, for example, to do one of the services I volunteer for. I want it accessible for people to do it at no charge.
Yeah.
Because I'm working with them every day, and I know the issues they have, and I want an anonymous place where they can go. So I'm needing really to do both, but I in terms of my real income, the part that I'm relying on to finance my habit, if you will, is to do the parenting, because I've had really great success for that for over a decade.
Yeah,
people have bought the book. It's no longer in print because the company was bought out, and they don't do parenting stuff anymore. They just strictly school and business. But that book still sells. It's now out again. I want to promote it again so that people can get it online. I've got it in all the formats now, and including print on demand.
Yeah,
yeah. So that book's been going for 10 years.
Yeah. And that's awesome. So when you talk to people, where do you want to send them? Do you want to send them to GarySkretonPage.com, or do you want to send them to PressingYourOwnButtons.com?
Well, there's the rub. I have the Gary Screeton page because lots of people look up just to find out more about me. So I had a site that's pretty much about the stuff I've been doing. The main site that I will have is not even up there. That'll be the parenting site.
Mm-hmm.
With my parenting books and everything to do with parenting, my speaking, the blog, and everything. That's where I'll be really active.
Okay,
Pressing Home Buttons is largely getting people from the emergency services and so on to be able to access this and use it, because I know it's a valuable tool for those who want to anonymously access it. And if they need help, they can go to any of the chaplains in any of their services.
Mm-hmm. You got to make a decision though. Like, this is all that this is the hub and spoke stuff, right? It's like my suggestion is that, you know, if you're a counselor or a professional, my suggestion is always to do the blogging and the work. And I say work in the in terms of the marketing effort. Market the GarySkretonPage.com site and what you write on there, and then collect email addresses, and then, you know, if someone's interested in parenting, then you send them to the parenting page. If someone's interested in you know, that needs the Pressing Your Own Buttons material, then you send them to the Pressing Your Own Buttons.
I was losing sight of that. That's important. I was losing sight of it. So really, I need to put the mechanical day-to-day stuff on the Gary Screeton page site.
That's right. Absolutely.
And then bump people to the other two.
When you're going to sell something.
That makes good sense. That makes good sense, yeah.
Yeah, and sell and or deliver. You know, the Pressing Your Own Button ones, you've got the course on there. But, you know, for Gary Screen Page, it's like if you're out with a police officer, you know, and they say, well, where should I send people? It's like to say, well, go to GarySkretonPage.com to get them started. If you're counseling someone, you say, go to GarySkretonPage.com, you know, to get started. If they get home or something, are they going, what the hell was that guy's name again? Gary Page, Gary Screeton. They'll start looking it up, and then, you know, you're into the whole, you're into the whole process. And the other thing you can do is you can create, some sort of specific, and I'm going to use them either the word opt-in or landing pages on GarySkretonPage.com.
Yes.
And like, if you have one for Pressing Your Own Buttons, you tell people, say, you know, go to GarySkretonPage.com/buttons.
Okay, I get you.
And that page, all it has is it's a landing page for capturing the email address for someone who's interested in the Pressing Your Own Buttons course.
Right.
Or the Pressing Your Own Buttons information. It's like, you know, add your name and email address and we'll send you some more information on Pressing Your Own Buttons. And that way, you know, if someone really gets stuck and they're wondering, well, what's Gary about? It's like you can always send someone to Gary Screeton page and yep. they'll kind of find out about all the different stuff that you do. But that's where it starts. And if you need to be specific for a landing page for someone, whether it be for, you know, personal counseling or parenting or, you know, the any of the different things that you do, you can have a single page with a single word that's descriptive of that and have a landing page that captures email addresses only for that one topic.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. If you go to wpblogsupport.com right now.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll get there, yeah.
Yeah.
Just let me get this one down.
Yeah.
And that one. Okay, oh, gee. Okay. I'm going to...
So to go to wpblogsupport.com.
Yeah, I'm just going there now, yeah.
Yeah.
WP blog, that's all one word.
Yeah, wpblogsupport.com.
Yeah, okay. I'm there. Yeah.
So that's the main page, right? But if someone says to me, do you guys have any video courses or tutorials? I don't want you to support me. I want to be able to learn how to do it myself.
Yeah.
So I just say, okay, go to wpblogsupport.com/tutorials. So just put tutorials after it.
I'm going to do that now. Yeah, watch WordPress tutorial, get live coaching and training, yeah.
Yeah, so, but this page, tutorials, there's no menu link to it.
No.
There's no menu on WP Blog Support that links specifically to this page.
No, I noticed that, yeah.
So it's just a page that I can use instead of sending someone to WP Blog Support and then saying, you know, log in, create this, do the other thing, and then look for tutorials. It's just like, you know, you want tutorials.
Go to tutorials,
for example.
Yeah.
The other one is if you change the word tutorials, and this is the one that I'm thinking of more for you.
Yeah.
So wpblogsupport.com/ and then just put the word free.
And you got free WordPress video tutorials.
Yeah, no menus, nothing other than one button.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that makes sense.
Okay, so you can have one for like Pressing Your Own Buttons course, and you say, look, you're talking to someone, and they say, you know, you're having a discussion with them, or you're marketing it, and you want to get people started. You can, you know how you have your first course or first lesson free, for example.
Yes. Yes.
You can have, you know, Pressing Your Own Buttons, and you put a paragraph about the program, 3 or 4 bullet points, and then you have a button that says, you know, watch the first lesson.
Yeah.
And then they put in their email address and then you send them to the first lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can start marketing to them.
Okay. That I get.
Okay.
So basically I would focus then on the Gary Screeton page site.
Page. Correct.
And then be bumping the people when they have a particular request to the two courses.
Exactly. And,
okay,
and those were... Yeah, those requests can be face-to-face when you're talking to people or, you know, ear-to-ear when you're talking to people, or they can also be marketing. So let's say you're working with Jim, right? And you say, look, Jim, what I'd like you to do is can you tell people about the Pressing Your Own Buttons course? And all you do is you say to Jim, Jim, don't send them to GaryScreetonPage.com. Send them to GaryScreetonPage.com/buttons.
Right.
And they'll get the first lesson of the course free.
Yeah, okay.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, so now you're building your email list after talking to Jim's customers, and they're not sending them to the main Gary Screeton page, homepage, where they've got to try and figure out what exactly does he do? Where should I click? What is he about?
Yes.
You don't have they don't have to explain as much. Okay?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Good. So, you know, if you need help with that, let us know,
that's,
obviously.
That's what I'll do. I'll be coming back to you then for that, because I sort that out in my head here.
Because
basically I'll have all three sites, but two of them will be in the background.
Yeah, you don't you have them, but you want
to
market one site. That's right. You want to market or focus on putting your content, marketing, all of the stuff that you do that you promote, all of the messaging that you do is all on that Gary Screeton page.
Okay, well, that's what we need to work out, which means I got to rethink how it's set up right now, because I wouldn't have a link to the courses from there, for example.
Yeah, and the thing is that you don't necessarily, you know, you can put a link in, but what you're wanting to really do is make sure that you have the facility to capture email addresses and direct them to those additional sites you have anytime you want.
Right.
Because all you have to do is send an email saying, hey, I did something really great at Press Your Own Buttons. Click here to check it out. And you can send them where you want them to go. Okay?
Well, that makes sense, yeah. So I'll need help to go there for sure.
Okay. Well, that's what we're here for.
That's good to know. Yeah, no, that's what I need to do. And I see some other issues that will come up. But it's been a chronic problem for me to just focus on one thing. I'm just a lateral thinker. And I just at this point in my life, I need to be very focused, because I've only got, like I said, a certain amount of time that I'll still be working at these things. And these are really in my heart to do. And if I do it right, then they'll be there for somebody to take it over and do it, because it'll be all set up to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got people in mind who would love to be doing it as follow-up, because they have such a love for doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's good. Ideal. Okay, no, that's a big help for me, James, as always.
Good, good. Did anyone else come on in the background there? I heard a couple phones in and out.
I understood there was somebody else, yeah.
Hi there. Can you hear
Carol.
Me?
Oh, good. Look at that, everyone. You guys were so quiet.
And Sharon.
Okay, hi. Did you understand what we were talking about there?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Okay. Sort of. I just came on about 5 minutes ago. You know, I had a couple of questions on landing pages, and also I had a question on Yoast SEO.
Okay, perfect. So let's do the landing page one first.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of what we're talking about. So let me recap. Just the thing that often happens, and this is a real struggle for people who are sort of the independent professionals or subject matter experts that have all sorts of different, now it doesn't apply to you necessarily, Sharon, but in Gary's case, for example, he's got a course called Pressing Your Own Buttons.
Mm-hmm.
He does work with specific groups around a particular area of counseling, for example. And then he's got Gary Screeton page where he's written books and stuff. So he's got a couple sort of irons in the fire, right?
Right.
And it gets very hard trying to figure out, you know, how do I, I've got these four sites and four different products that are kind of related but not really related. How do I market them? Do I have to blog on my Pressing My Own Buttons site because that's where the course is, and do I have to do blog posts about that course there? And then, you know, I've got my books. Do I have to do blog posts about my books that aren't the same as the course, and do I put those blog posts on which site? And how do I cross-pollinate everything? So, the idea is whenever you're a person, and this is my sort of two cents, whenever you're a person who is the expert, as in this case Gary is, or you know, in Carol's case, for example, it's like the site that you want to promote and use as the hub that you want to use for content marketing is your name. It's like your name. So pick your, you know, Carol E. Chapman or carolchapman.com or garyscreetonpage.com. That's where you do all your content. That's where you add all your marketing. That's where you do your blogging. And you build your list from there. Okay? So that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't really fit into that category.
No, not at all. Because you're doing the opposite of that. You are curating you are curating other people's, in your case, expert recipes, right, for a particular niche.
Well, yes, and some of my own as well. But yes, you're right. And I also don't have a product to sell.
Well, you do. It's the website is your product in this particular
case. But you're right. But nothing like a tangible thing that people can purchase other than, you know, my little project with the recipes for Harmony House. But myself, I guess I'm just selling, me, kind of.
Well, you're selling you, but you're using the way that you're marketing is by the quality of or the popularity, I think anyway, of the musicians, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so like if you had recipes from the local boys choir, the church choir, and something else, or you had recipes from ABBA, Elton John, and the Doobie Brothers, which would get more traction?
Probably the choir boys at this rate.
you know what I mean, though, right? It's like you're...
I do know what you mean, but... but it's been very slow. I mean, I actually have decided to do a giveaway this morning. So in order to try to build my list, because it's just not, you know, my subscription is, I mean, I got, you know, my first 50 and it's kind of stalled there. it's not moving at all. So I thought if I had a giveaway, which is actually Ken Rockburn's book on the whole music scene in Ottawa and Lehibou, even though it's not food related, it doesn't matter because, of course, I'm tying that into the Recipes and Road Stories project,
right?
That's right,
and all the musicians.
And what I did was, I don't know if you're familiar with some of the other people on the call may not be, but James, you might be familiar with a site called Ladies Who Lunch.
Yes, yeah.
And I think there's about 10 or 12,000 people on that, you know, who go to that page. So I've been, you know, trying to post a lot there to generate, I assume most of those people are local. Not that I need to necessarily have any local people, but I thought that might be a good place to run a giveaway in the sense of trying to get, and all they have to do is sign up, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
you know. But anyway,
so just keep on going and be persistent and be somewhat consistent. One it's like pick your shots. The one thing that I've seen that's really that can get discouraging is that there's 10 billion places where you can promote whatever you're doing, but most people will try one place one time and then go on to the next one. So, you know, it's like pick your shots where you think the people that you're going to try and get in front of, in your example, Ladies Who Lunch, it's like, don't just do one offer on Ladies Who Lunch and then go, oh, that didn't work. You're going to have to take some time on ones like that. Now you have to balance it. Like how many times is being, just being a good marketer and how many times is being a pain in the butt?
The interesting thing with Ladies Who Lunch is that one person, anyone who belongs, is a member, can only post once a day, right?
Okay.
So, but I mean, you can post, you know, once a day. You've got all day. You can pick your different hours. There seems to be a lot of activity on that site. So I thought it might be, you know, worthwhile for me to at least use that. And I've picked up a few people from there who subscribed, but like only a small handful, and which gets me back to my sort of other question, which was, I wondered why it is that on my site I don't have, at least I couldn't see it, the SEO for Yoast SEO plugin. And the only reason I'm asking, James, is because I belong to a forum called Sleuth Food Blogger Pro, and it's all for foodies, right? And they, and they have lots of courses, and they seem to really think that if you're a food blogger, you really need to have that plugin. And so, of course, I went to my site, and I thought, okay, there must be a reason why I don't have it. Maybe James can tell me.
Yeah, I can tell you right away. One of the big reason is that your theme, which is the Foodie Pro theme, right?
Yeah.
It comes with its own, its own optimization sort of plug-in and setup.
Okay.
So you know, and it's one that's built into the theme.
Okay.
So whether it's the best one or the worst one, I'm not, you know, really sure. And that's one, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you can actually turn it off. And if you want to put Yoast on, we can certainly, you know, do it. That's not a problem.
I just didn't, you know, I mean, because I'm trying to learn all the time.
Yep.
I'm thinking, why isn't that there? And I wondered, well, maybe it's because my theme must have its own version, you know, but there's so much to learn, so much to know.
Yep.
And how do you know which one? I mean, you can try a gazillion different plugins, which was, you know, which leads to its own set of frustrations. When actually, when you asked me to go and read some of those Flipboard articles on WordPress, you know, when you gave me an example of looking to see if there was an interesting, you know, or a plugin I found interesting, one of the articles that I read was about the fact that, you know, you can spend a lot of money and a lot of time trying all these different plugins and you know, and wasting a lot of time and money. So how does a person ever really know, you know, what is the best plugin to use if you're not, like, technically
inclined?
You know,
can I tell you right now?
Yes, that's, well, I'm assuming that's why, you know, we hire people like you.
Well, yeah, but the other thing is if you go to wpblogsupport.com, right on the front page, what's my giveaway?
Well, I don't have it up in front of me.
The 50 best WordPress plugins you can use.
Yes, I saw that. But okay, and that's great. But here's the thing: plugins are always being changed and updated all the time, are they not?
Yeah, they are. But still, like, and this is a good question because, for example, for search, if you go and do a search for search plugins, for example, at, you know, WordPress.org, and you go and do a search for, you know, the best WordPress search plugin, you'll get the top two that you'll see there is Yoast SEO, and the second one will be All-in-One SEO or AIO SEO. Out of Germany, those are the top two. And then there's one that's not listed in there called SEO Presser, which is one that we use, that I use personally. But if you go and do the search on you know, for best WordPress SEO plugin on Google or Bing or Yahoo or whatever, you may get 7,000 plugins come up. But the three that you only need to know about are All-in-One SEO, Yoast, and SEO Presser. Those are the only three. So,
but how do you know that?
Because I told you.
I was going to say, because it's James and he knows everything.
Well, yeah, because we've tested most of them. Most of them.
Yeah, but that is my point precisely, right? You have to rely on people who know that.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, like me, you're going, holy crap, 7,000. Okay, which one?
Yeah, you're cooked. You're cooked.
You are. And so you kind of go, and then plus the thought that, you know, not only will you have to, the overwhelming chore of trying to figure out which of those 7,000 you want, it's the time and the money you could possibly lose, you know, figuring out, oh, okay, that ain't it. And so it's really...
Or it doesn't work with a different plugin or a different kind of theme. That's
the other
thing that happens.
Well, that's the thing, right? So, for example, I mean, in my example, why would, say, my Foodie Pro theme, if it comes with its own, you know, SEO plugin, what kind of issues can create a conflict with other plugins? Because I know, I think you've mentioned to me and a couple of times, you know, when I've asked about things and you've said, well, you've got this plugin, but it's creating an issue with that plugin.
Yes.
And, you know, so how do people overcome that?
They're always working on their WordPress site instead of working with their customers, unfortunately. And that's, you know, that's the whole gist of our business. And the thing, for example, with yours is you use Foodie Pro, and that's built on that theme is actually built on a framework called the Genesis framework.
And the
Genesis framework was always a big thing about being a search optimized framework, and that's, there's already stuff built into the Genesis framework, and that's why, you know, you don't you don't need to necessarily have Yoast. So it's like six of one, half a dozen of the other. And here's the other thing I just want to mention. There's two kinds of search. There's on-page search,
right, and
optimization, and
right.
off-page search, right? So if you just follow good best practices when you're writing a piece of content, like a recipe,
mm-hmm.
and if you do that kind of stuff just with your content and make sure that you use, you know, the H1, H2, and H3 tags when you're adding your content, and you know, you use keywords correctly and you hyperlink, you know, cross-link within your post or to other areas properly. If you just do that stuff, you're going to rank better than someone who has Yoast or All-in-One or some other plugin on, but has really crappy content, poorly optimized.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the other learning curve is, you know, it's
yeah.
trying, like, you can read that stuff and you can understand the concept of it. Okay, keywords
yeah.
are important and linking is important, but it's like, you know, then it's trying to learn how to do that. Like, if you're a new blogger like me, it's like, you know, my I've got to teach myself then when I'm writing content or thinking about, you know, sitting at
yeah.
the keyboard and I'm just spewing away, I also have to think about, okay, I need to make sure that my wording is such that I can use, you know, this sentence to link to that, to link to this, right? That's the kind
yeah.
of thing you're talking about, correct?
Yeah, that's one of them. And that's why I personally use SEO Presser. And that's why everyone who's a Grow customer with us actually will spend time and optimize their site, because it gives, when you put in add content, it will actually look and analyze each page for up to three keywords and will tell you all of those things, whether or not you've used or structured the sentence well, or you've used keyword density well, and it will automatically link content for you based on the keywords and the phrases and the rest of your site. So some of that stuff is done for you, and that's one of the reasons that we use SEO Presser that, you know, isn't available in the other two. So having said that, with yours at this point, you know, if you want to, you can always put SEO Presser on and use it, or pardon me, put on Yoast or All-in-One SEO and see what happens. And then, you know, I don't know with Genesis if there's an issue with Yoast. I don't think that there is, but you have to turn some of the features of the Genesis framework off to use it, to use Yoast as well, just to make sure that they're not, you know, two plugins trying to do the same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. Like, I mean, I don't
yeah.
know. How do I know,
yeah.
you know?
You turn it on and you see what breaks.
Hey, I have a question.
Sure.
About pictures on pages. I'm looking
yep.
at one of my pages. I have three pictures, but when I go to edit the page,
yep.
I don't see a place on the edit the page where that picture appears.
Okay, well, there's
around somewhere, but
yeah. Yeah, there's two places for pictures. The
yep.
first one is on the right-hand side in the sidebar when you're editing the post. There's one called a featured image. And that's
for that.
Yeah, there's a featured
image.
Oh,
featured yeah,
image.
Yeah. It was
okay.
below the screen, that's why.
Yeah, it's below the screen. So the featured image is associated with the blog post, and it's the main picture that shows up or that's associated as just the featured image for that post.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and usually it shows up in the header or kind of above the title or as a thumbnail next to the title. So that's the
okay.
featured image.
That one,
okay?
I know that one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then secondly, the other pictures that are associated with any post or page are ones
yep.
that there's two kinds. Ones that are embedded directly in the post, okay.
Yeah, this one's on my page called Services, and it's got three
okay,
pictures.
Okay, so let me
this one by counseling. This picture I'd want to remove and put
okay,
another one.
Okay, so let
in.
Me just. Okay, the one that's in counseling where it says counseling.
That's right.
Okay, so in this particular case, you're looking at this one is actually a. I'm just opening up yours.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's a page, and you have to edit that page individually, and you're using the Elegant Themes Elegant Themes is a yeah. So Elegant Themes has a thing called the Builder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Divi Builder, and what you need to do is edit one of those images using the Builder.
Using the default editor?
No, use the Divi Builder. Use the one that's there. You can see it. There's a layout.
Oh, I see it up there. Divi Page Settings.
Actually,
right-hand
yeah. It says underneath. It's in purple. It says Divi Builder.
I'm looking at edit the page, and I don't see Divi Builder on there. Just going down.
Okay, so you're
down the bottom. I'm not down far enough. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
I see Divi Builder. Yep.
Okay, and you can see there's a yours has a full width slider, and then it has a middle section.
Image.
That's right. So you can see there's an image that's an image there.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
Okay.
It says full width slider. Yeah.
And underneath, there's image. There's two columns, right? There's an image in the left column.
Different images, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's image, that's one, and then the one on the right-hand side, and the one on the left. Okay, so I see which one this would be.
Yeah, so it's the one on the left, the second one on the left. So that's when you click on it, and you'll be able to edit it. And that's just for people who are listening, Gary's particular theme he's using from Elegant Themes, he's using the Divi theme or the Divi theme, yeah, the Divi Builder theme or Divi theme, and it has a visual builder that allows you to edit pages by dragging and dropping sections and little widgets on a page. So he doesn't use the regular editor on this page; it's actually this Divi Builder, and so he's got to do edits a little bit differently than just the standard WordPress one.
Oh,
okay. So
I've got to find a way to get that picture out of there. I'm still not clear how to move the picture itself, but
okay.
I know where you mean.
Yeah, and I'll do a little video up. I'll do a little screen capture up for you. And
that'll
send
help,
it
yeah,
right
and that'll help me a great deal. Yeah,
right
that's where I'm missing right now. But other than that, I'm doing fine. Everything else is fixed for the
time
being.
Okay, good.
Excellent,
good.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. What was the second question that you were talking about, Sharon? We talked a little bit about the stuff.
Yeah, it was about, you know, why just the SEO plugin, you know, and the Yoast plugin, and I went to see and I didn't have it, and I was trying to, I thought, well, there must be a reason why James didn't install it, and so my question was in all this, you know, and there's so much, like, and there's so many differing opinions, you know, like, I'm trying to learn about all this and all that, and it's like, who do you know, who to believe, but I do have one other question, and I don't know what has happened on my site. It's very possible that I did something without realizing I did something. I'm good at that. But you know how when I create a new post, like at one point there used to be, and I guess in the probably in the categories area, there was, you know, the blah, blah, blah. I don't seem to see that as a category anymore, and I don't know why or what I did. I know at some point I was in last week, like, trying to understand, and it was after our last call. We were talking about landing pages, and I went, do I even have a landing page? And so I was going in looking at things, and I don't know whether I touched something or not, but I don't seem to see a category anymore on the right-hand side that has blah, blah, blah. It doesn't seem to matter. I mean, my posts are still showing up where they're supposed to be, but I'm wondering what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. You might have to put a ticket in, and we'll take a look. But, yeah, and, you know, categories are always kind of categories are sometimes can be a little bit tough because the categories in WordPress, a lot of times the categories are associated with both pages, posts, custom post types, and that kind of stuff. So what happens sometimes for some users is they have a course, and the course is, in Gary's case, for example, is pressing your own buttons.
Right.
And he's got some categories that are in the courses. And he goes, oh, I better edit the categories for the courses. So there was one there called blah blah blog. He said, well, that's not really associated with the course. So he deletes it or he changes the name for it. The problem is, depending on your WordPress site and how it's set up is those categories may be shared across pages and posts. So he thought, you know, you think you just edited a category for the courses, but in fact, you've edited it for every page and every post in the site that was using that category.
Yeah, because when I'm in the, like right now, if I'm in the back end and I'm looking at all posts, you know, and I'm filtered on all categories and I click on the little drop-down menu, I no longer see the blah, blah, blah in the category section, even though I'm going, okay, where did it go?
Yeah. So put a ticket in and that one we'll take a look at, but it sounds like it's been, sounds like it's been deleted or moved. So.
Yeah. And I must have done that without even knowing I was doing it, but it's not, it doesn't seem to me preventing me from, like, I'm posting and they're showing up where they're supposed to. So it doesn't seem to have affected anything.
Yeah. And the thing is that, depending on your menus, the menu can show a, you know, categories or grouping of categories or just all posts. So it doesn't really matter. It's not necessarily dependent on the blog post category, depending how the menus are set up. So the menus and categories, and again, that's the other one with WordPress that people get confused on, is the menus are the menus can be a little bit tough because they're separate from the content.
Oh, great. Lovely.
By default, they're separate from the content. So when you can have menus that, you know, either combine or don't, or, you know, that use content that's not necessarily associated with a category of pages or category of posts. It can be a custom link or custom post type. There's all sorts of different ways to make the menus. So.
Oh, my God. My eyes are glazing over. Holy cow.
Yeah. So just put a ticket in. That's okay.
Okay, so do I, in fact, so I do not have a landing page? Question?
What is a landing page and what's a home page? Here's my, you know, someone may say differently or you may hear differently. You know, you hear words like squeeze pages, landing page, opt-in page, home page. And technically for me, a landing page is a home page is like your everything and the kitchen sink kind of page.
Right.
It's like the big picture page. Like, what am I about? What do we do? What are the things that I provide? You know, it's got a lot of, in many cases, it has a lot of choices and options for people on a home page.
Right.
And it's kind of the default entry point for most sites, right? It's like you want to give people, you know, when you're using your home page, it's like you want to let people know that, hey, I've got something that you might be interested in. Because the home page is one where you know, people run into it. It's not necessarily something that they're sent to specifically by someone else, or, you know, they're searching for it or that kind of thing. They just kind of run into it. So that's a home page to me.
Right.
A landing page or an opt-in page or a squeeze page or an opt-in page, I kind of use those words in the same sort of breath. And the purpose of those pages are the exact opposite of a home page. Those landing pages have a specific outcome and only one outcome or one choice on them.
Right.
Okay,
that's what you said the last time we had the call, which is why I suddenly found myself going, oh, wait a minute, should I have one of those? Do I have one of those? And that's when I started going in to look.
Yeah. When I was talking to Gary earlier, there's a classic example. If Gary is out talking to someone, or let's say he's speaking at a luncheon conference and he's talking, for example, about something to do with the pressing his own buttons course.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested to him is that you don't want to go and just talk about the pressingyourownbuttons.com site. You want people to remember Gary Screeton Page.
Yeah.
But if you just send them to GaryScreetonPage.com, it doesn't have anything that jumps out at people about the Pressing Your Own Buttons course.
Right. Yeah.
So what I suggest to people is, you have these landing pages or opt-in pages that are specific to products and services that you offer. So, for example, on mine for WP Blog Support, if I'm talking to someone about the tutorials or wanting to learn about the courses we have,
yeah.
I send them to wpblogsupport.com/free.
Right, right.
And if you go to that page, all it has, there's no menus. There's only one picture and some bullet points and a paragraph and a button that says join. That's it. So mm-hmm. the purpose of that is to just get people to join. So if I'm out and I'm saying, look, you know, do you want to learn WordPress? Go to wpblogsupport.com/free. And it's just a single word, you know, that's easy for people to remember. And if someone gets stuck and they don't know the page, they're still hopefully going to remember the main URL, right? The wpblogsupport.com or
right.
the Gary Streeton yeah, page or the You Gotta Taste This or the Carol Chapman or right. the... You still remember that, but you miss the page. But it, you know, you at least give them a chance and you say, you know, write this down. Go to wpblogsupport.com/free. And that's
right.
where you're going to get your, or you're sending an email to your list and you want people to, you know, subscribe to a sub list, or you're doing a joint venture where you're trying to build your list and you're doing a, you know, a cross promotion with another recipe owner or blog, recipe blogger. You say, you know, for best recipe, for example, you can do like you gotta taste this .com/best recipe, and you have an opt-in page that, you know, gives away your best recipe, or you know, we're back on the Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones one again. It's like you know, it's like you gotta taste this .com/stones.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's just a single word that people can remember, that's easy to type, that they know. But, you know, it's always You Gotta Taste This, or it's always Gary Screeton Page, or it's always Carol Chapman, or it's
right.
always WP Blog Support. And it's
right.
just that one word and then an opt-in page that has one purpose and one choice. The homepage has thousands of choices and options and different ways to get into places. The opt-in /landing/squeeze you know, whatever you want to call it, those ones have one choice and one choice only.
So how different is that? Sorry, James, how different is that, though, from like for me, you know, obviously on all my pages, I've got, you know, sign up for my newsletter.
Yep.
So is there any point in my just creating a page that simply says sign up for my newsletter and nothing else when it's on every other page?
Well, yeah, and that's the whole rub. And you know, I think we talked about this, or I mentioned it before. If I go and do a search on recipe blogs right now,
yes,
there's 7 billion recipe blogs, and every single one of them has a sign up for my newsletter.
Right.
So, you know, and as much as having the you know, sign up for my newsletter on every page, it's very, very hard to get people to, this is another client. I'm just going to tell them I'll be back.
It must be almost done. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. But I'll just, you know, it's like, you got to do something different that stands out a little bit more,
yeah.
more than having it. And that's what the squeeze page or the opt-in page is for.
Right. Yeah.
So I think you have to have more. You have to have more. It's not enough.
Right. So what you're suggesting to me is that I need to create a landing opt-in page or whatever that's called.
Well, yeah, you should have one that you can use to market. And there's a classic example, you know, you just talked about earlier, is that you got the ladies at lunch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you like that group and you really feel that you want to market hard to them, and you were a lady who lunch. And you had the option, yeah, you had two choices, you know, you're on the list and someone sends you two choices. One is a link to yougottatastethis.com that has 7 billion choices and that kind of stuff. And it's got all the links to all your different recipes. It's got a sign up for my newsletter. So they can either go to that page or they can go to YouGottaTasteThis.com / best lunch ever. And on that page, there's the, you know, the five best lunch recipes, for example, that you've ever tasted.
Right.
So it's like if you send a, if you're marketing to that group and you send them to the YouGottaTasteThis.com page, they're going to have to go through and kind of figure out, well, what's it about? Who's it for? You know, who is this person? What are my choices? There's just a lot of chances for them to go, oh, it's not for me.